So just before you start, Luis, on behalf of the Open SUSE project, I'd like to present you with a gift to further collaboration between GNU Health and Open SUSE. And for some reason, people thought it was good that I gave it, seeing as I work for a company that has a vested interest in these things. So on behalf of the Open SUSE project, I'd like to present 10 Raspberry Pis for the GNU Health project to further your great work.
Thank you so much. I'm humble. This is what collaboration is all about. And without you guys, we wouldn't be here today. And the people, all over the world wouldn't be benefiting from GNU Health and from Open SUSE and from the Raspberry Pi. Yep. So you can. Thank you so much for what you did.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friends. Thanks. My pleasure. Thank you, Doug. Really. Thanks. Thank you so much. Thank you for the beers also, and it's been wonderful being here. It's funny, I actually don't know what to talk because Axel pretty much said everything already. But I'll just try to go through a little bit more of the philosophical concept of GNU Health and then a little bit about the technical part of it. First thing, we are celebrating 10 years, which is something really cool for a free software project. Let me see if we can get this one to work. Yeah. So, very first things, what is GNU Health? Well, GNU Health is a social project. Okay? It has to do with social activism, it has to do with social medicine. It has some cool technology associated to it, but it's a social project, and we cannot forget that, because technology means nothing if we don't have social activism to go with it. We started 2006, Argentina, and we were working in public education. We were going around rural areas, school, and installing GNU Linux boxes, and it was there where I got a point of saying, hey, you know, these kids are walking, 10, 12 kilometers every day back and forth. They pretty much needed more shoes than computers. So it was something that was an eye-opener for me and say, why don't we work on primary care? Why don't we use the technology to improve the lives of these kids and their families? And that was what triggered what is today GNU Health. We pretty much in GNU Solidario have these two things. Okay, so we work on the technology on one side, but on the other side, we try to outreach and get together with other NGOs to discuss all the socioeconomic determinants of health and disease that we have suffering today. So that's why we do this yearly conference on the International Workshop on e-Health in Emerging Economies. It's not just technology, on the contrary. So I usually say that there are two types of miserables. Okay, this comes from Victor Hugo. Those who suffer misery, so now we have 20,000 children that die every single day in misery out of preventable diseases. These children die out of the human actions or lack of them. So when we talk about cholera, when we talk about prostitution, when we talk about child slavery, we are talking about social diseases. And if we think about these diseases, they amount for much more the casualties that we will have on the traditional biology-based Western medicine. So someone that doesn't have enough food is sick. Someone that doesn't have enough family affection is sick. Someone that is forced to prostitution is also sick. And we have to take care of that. And that's why GNU Health takes a lot of part on people before patients. And this is the other part of the miserables. These are also miserables, but these are the ones who cause misery. Number one, the war. You know, many countries in Europe make bombs to be used in other countries. They create a tragedy, and when these people have to flee their countries because they don't have other way around, we close the doors to them. So we have to do something also in this aspect and make sure we choose the right politicians to cut this macabre business of war. We all love animals, right? Don't we? Oh, this is such a beautiful animal. Why do we kill them? Why do we kill animals? We don't have to kill them. They are friends. They are not food. And today, if we look at the farming industry, it's not only inhumane, but it's very unhealthy, and is one of the first contributions to the global warming. So that's something that we also should take in consideration. Lots of cancers, lots of cardiovascular diseases are coming from eating animal-based food. So the idea with New Health is we have to move from the standard reductionist traditional way of making medicine, which is I treat sick people. So it's reactive, right? We are not doing anything, or we are not doing enough to keep a population healthy. We are just treating somebody that is sick, and then we don't do much to avoid that person from getting sick again. So we have to move to this area here. Okay, this is the system of disease, and this is the system of health, where now we have people before patients. Here we have a patient-centric, which is already a bad start, because if I have a patient, means that I have someone that is not doing well. It would be much better if we have somebody that is well and we prevent him or her from being sick. And now we not only have biology, which is of course very important, but we also have the environment. As I said before, education, affection, nutrition, exercise. So we move, or we include also the social and psychological aspects to the well-being of a person, and by result of a family and society. So this is New Health. Okay, so New Health has four main areas. The first one, as we said, we're going to work on those underlying components to make sure that we have the demographics, we know how people is doing, how where the people is living, socioeconomic status, domiciliary units, institutions, and so on. Then we'll move to the patient. This will be the typical medical record where we have the histories, prescriptions, and so on. The next step will be we have to take care of the health institutions that we have, right? So we do the billing, we do finances, we take care of our pharmacies, lab information management systems, emergency, etc., etc., ambulances, and so on. Finally, we have to make sense of all the data that was collected in this transactional or operational part into epidemiology, into health campaigns, into civil records, and so on. So this would be for the health authorities. I won't talk much about this because we are in a free software conference, so we pretty much know what this is, but we are free software, of course. Free as in freedom, right? So we use things such as OpenStreetMaps to georeferentiate and geolocate events or objects as domiciliary units. The health institution maps, the demographics that we were talking before having somebody at our health institution, we can take care of all of this and do prevention already. Get the social workers go into those areas and work with the families. It's modular, so it depends really on what is the characteristics of your health institution. So depending on what you do, you will install or not the different components that are packages. This is just a short list of some of the packages that are currently official in NeueHealth. Within the patient management, we try to have something that it's abarcative enough. Okay, so from there, I can kind of have a control center and do actions like appointments or labs or imaging, et cetera, without losing focus on what are the critical patient information, for example, right? We also integrate it with CalDAV, so you can have your calendaring system for appointments and so on. It's funny because some people think that we only work on primary care. You know, primary care is by all means the main component of it, and we must have it. You cannot scale up if you don't have the foundations of your house well. But we also work with research institutions. We work with bioinformatics in the area of genetics. So NeueHealth is a framework that allows you to do social medicine, but also state-of-the-art bioinformatics and genetics. So this is a LIMS functionality where you can actually link it to your analyzers in your institution and get the results, everything in the same system. Integration with PACS, some functionality from obstetrics and pediatrics, billing. So when the patient comes to your health institution, you will be able to say, hey, this is what we have done, and depending on the insurance and depending on the rules that you have on your country, you might have to build them or not, just telling them, hey, this is what we have done to you at any given moment through your stay at that institution. Of course, we need standards, and we use industry standards to interoperate with other components. Disease groups, I don't really want to get much into this, but it's quite important because If we think again about this concept of social medicine, in the case of tuberculosis, for example, we know that it's a respiratory disease, but also it's a notifiable disease. So any index case that we have of tuberculosis, it will immediately send an alert to the Ministry of Health without the need of any further action from the health professional. So it's a good way also to prevent outbreaks of diseases, as TB, as dengue fever, as Ebola, or whatever. We integrate GNU-PG, so you can pretty much sign every single document that you have in your system, from medical evaluations to death or birth certificates, prescription, and so on. So pretty much you go into paperless medicine. Axel was talking about before this, we need something. It makes no sense that I, as a physician in the Canary Islands, somebody from Barcelona or from Madrid comes to my office, I have to start from zero. I don't have her medical record. Because Canary Islands uses one system, Barcelona uses the other system. And in 2018, there is no reason, there is no technological reason not to have a unique ID and a unique medical record, not only for my region or for my country, but for the whole world. We should be able to have a unique ID that allows me to go from Spain to the Czech Republic, and if a car runs me over, and I hope not, they will be able to see what is my history. They will see, be able to see whether I'm allergic to penicillin or whatever. And that is feasible, that can be done. The technology is there and we go that way. So when somebody wants to implement it, well, they will have the framework already to be able to do so. Analytics and data aggregation is key in health, okay? We were talking before about genetics and bioinformatics, but also in terms of population age. What is the incidence or prevalences of different type of health conditions, etc., etc. In this case, for example, we can pinpoint what are the hotspots for violent injuries. Violent injuries coming from a car accident, from a suicide attempt, from a sexual assault, whatever. You can georeferentiate all these and contextualize these issues across your region again. And then, of course, take action on top of it. Because we do this, so somebody will, somewhere along the line, take action on top of it, right? Health campaigns, have vaccinations, see what is the status of the vaccines, vaccination status of your pediatric community. And now, well, again, Axel talked a bit about it, so we have this new health in a box, and not better said, new health in a box. So we have everything already there, which allows you to work independently from internet connection, very good in rural areas, very good in domiciliary units, good at labs. Of course, this is not done to put it on a hospital as the single database system. It's not the purpose, but it's the purpose for personal health record labs, lab information systems, and so on. And it consumes very, very little energy. So, you know, so in these areas of Africa or Latin America, where you don't really have enough energy, this system will work very well. New Health, this is a project, ongoing project, and we need the health of the younger people here, because you younger guys are the ones who knows, and you were born with a cell phone when your mom was breastfeeding you, so you are the one who should be able to actively collaborate in this type of projects. The camera, it allows you to link it with any USB device that has a camera to it. So from histological samples to patient registration or person registration, ophthalmology, etc. The Federation, this is probably the largest and most exciting project that we have since we started. The Federation allows you to have multiple nodes on a distributed environment, independent, autonomous, heterogeneous system, different operating systems, different technology, but yet they will be able to aggregate information and be part of this Federation network or federated network. And finally, Of course, thank you, OpenSUSE, because as I said, you know, not only for what you've been doing with the Rust piece, or also making things easier for the community at large. You know, I work on making sure that we have a standard vanilla installation for whatever operating system that you want. Okay, Axel works, and the OpenSUSE community works by getting what we have at the vanilla installation with the same functionality and just do an installation of a package itself, which is great, which is great. We of course have to keep on working on it, but I would say that OpenSUSE is today the distro or the community that is putting the biggest effort on the new health project. So thank you again for that, and we are very happy, you know. So being vegan and having a geeko as an ally is really cool also. So I feel part of the community in that sense too. I would like to stay here. We all know the four freedoms, right? But it's about collective freedom. It's not about, Axel talked a bit about also, this is not about my personal freedom and I forget about the rest of it. Because for that, free software means nothing. You could actually have those four freedoms, but if you don't get into this positive feedback with the community and you don't give, free software means nothing. It's about activism. It's about, you know, Lamarck and Darwin always had these two theories about what is evolution, where Darwin was saying, well, the fittest win, and that's the species that's going to be, and Lamarck said, no, evolution and progress is about collaboration. And I think that free software is about collaboration. Competition is not good. Competition is not good. It just creates issues. Cells get together to form tissues and organs, and it's because of this collaboration that we are humans. Why are we going to break the evolution chain? Why do I say, well, you know, all the work that the community has done, now I take it to myself and I don't share it anymore? That is being seen a lot today in the free software and open source community, and we have to stop it, because they are taking that sort of legal resource and saying, hey, you know, I'm, you know, abiding by those four freedoms, but at the end of the day, it comes from what you do in your daily activities. So think about that, think about collaborating. Free society, it's about social activism and having a good government and having good citizens. This is just an enzyme. This is something that by itself, it won't do nothing. It will accelerate once we have the right substrates. Otherwise, it won't do anything about it. So finally, some little history about what are we working with. The academia is key, whether it's in the Kuala Lumpur United Nations University, or with the guys at MIT and Harvard in the States, or Matanzas, Cuba, Italy, or whatever. Academia is key for us. It's where research is being done. It's where we need to have these guys working actively with our project. So anyone on the academics, please contact us. We have this alliance of academic and research institutions to actually foster the adoptions of new health in the academic world. Universidad of Entre Ríos, now by the end of June, will be going there. They have a Latin American new health conference, and they've been doing a wonderful job in terms of primary care in the region. In South Africa, this is a nursing school in Cameroon. The project about new health in Jamaica, Axel already talked a bit about it. Again, Entre Rios, Laos. Our relationship with WHO is key also. We trained the guys, so now it's sustainable. Its local capacity has been built there, so they can move on by themselves. And this is one of our newest members right here, this little guy. Mexico, the Red Cross, BICOP. This is where I was talking about the importance of the RASPIs. They work out of solar energy. So at night they work on the batteries, and of course these things will take so much little that it will be able to keep them running during the weekend or whatever. So this is a wonderful project. This is a small project, but it really shows the social medicine aspect that we were talking before and how it can help. You know, here pretty much you have HIV, AIDS, malaria, and tuberculosis, those three MDG6 components. And children are orphaned, and they already have HIV with it, and you know, there is a lot of stigma associated to it, so it's really tough. It's really tough for them, it's really tough for the health professional working. So if we have something that we can track and better serve to improve the living, you know, living conditions of these children, you know, the whole project will have make sense already by now. Pakistan, he talked about it, and of course, this is the latest member of the community. It's a huge, huge project, largest hospital in Asia, and we are very excited, but we are also with a huge responsibility here, not just as we as GNU Health at this point, but as the free software community at large. This project will be a success if we all get involved in it. Otherwise, it will be hard. So we have to work together. And I'm positive we will have the support from OpenSUSE to make sure that they choose the best technology, the best engineers at database level, operating system level, and application level. Okay, and it will be a success. Now we are having a delegation from them in June to keep on being trained and so on. But it's a massive project. So I count with all of you guys on here. Again, different areas of collaboration. There is a lot of things from privacy and security, documentation, embedded devices, bioinformatica, LIMS. We talk about the PDA, the mobile application, federation distributed, OpenStreetMaps, etc. So plenty of things to do from very different aspects of the project. Yeah, this is the new generation. Here is the little Raspi, and here is my child, and he's working or pretending he's working. I think he's working actually with it. And yeah, it's part of parenting also pass on to the next generations and make sure that these type of projects live on throughout the years and they become part of the public health system, because at the end of the day, we are doing this because we need that the public health system and public administration at large use free software. There is a huge contradiction on the public administrations when they use private software. It doesn't make sense. It's contradictory by definition. So I have public here and I have private there. It's biphasic. They don't go together. They don't talk to each other well. And not only that, that money is going transnational companies somewhere. It's my tax money. I want that to remain in my country and for my people. Not for somebody that is already filthy rich. So remember, public administration, free software is the best way to go. Reach out. This is not just, as I said before, it's not about technical, it's about passing this philosophy to the new kids. Put it in the high school. Talk to them. Tell them about the importance of free software as a philosophy. Come, join us. In November, we are doing the CERNU HealthCon, and it's going to be the 11th international workshop on e-health and emerging economies. So it will be great having you guys there, and you know, spend some time in Gran Canaria, which is also cool, and you know, bring some ideas and have fun with us. And I love this sentence from Richard Virchow, which was the father of social medicine, where he says, you know, medicine is a social science, and politics is just medicine at a large scale, and we have to think about it. Technology is great, but it's just a tool. We use technology just to apply this. Technology by itself means nothing. On the contrary, today we have on our Western societies lots of MRI scan. For what? Many times you don't have the health professionals to do the MRI. And sometimes you have the MRI to detect something that could have been preventable. So medicine is not about over sophistication of the technology. Medicine is about keeping a society healthy from all the points that we were saying before. And we have to keep that in mind. And I think that the free software community, with this concept of social medicine, they fit perfectly. They fit perfectly. And the money that you are spending on many others, you know, MRI state-of-the-art scanners, you could put it on prevention medicine and primary care. And telling people you shouldn't eat all these sugar things. And being, you know, lean and keep healthy habits. So, with that, I say thank you for coming, and I hope you enjoy the presentation and get a better idea of the new health project. Thank you very much. Thank you.